Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Take the red pill.
We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars.
The disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
All we have built, all we have worked for, would be destroyed.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do.
And this nation will not be fully free until all its citizens are free.
Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action.
These criminals cannot be rewarded.
So that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction.
There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny.
The cost of freedom is always high.
Those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers.
This is a crusade! This is a holy war against the deep state!
We never wanted to be right, but yet things are all adding up to the firestorm.
The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, their lives, as they have lived them, are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a form of suicide. They are literally killing off who they used to be, which is why when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with an unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's door and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but it will fall upon the deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. My name is Josh. Welcome to the Red Pill Project's Daily Dose. We are live with you Monday through Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is where we bring you the unfolding global conspiracy. And welcome to season finale 2023, part two of our last episode of 2023. And I found it appropriate that that poem, The Man Who Just Wanted to Be Left Alone, was the most appropriate one for the last show of 2023 moving into 2024 as we talk about 2023 and kind of wrap up where this is all headed. And we just kind of talk here. You know, we go over a lot of the news and we go over a lot of the things happening. But last few days is we kind of just been reviewing 2023 and before and where we're headed in the 2024. And interesting day today, quite a few different things happened. But, you know, we're gonna go back. And, you know, one thing that I want to talk about specifically here is history. Because we're watching right in front of us history be rewritten with the tearing down of monuments and the changing of dictionaries and textbooks to various different actions that are being done on the social, the cultural, and the political level that undermine our true history and origins of who and what we are. And this is just for the last 30, 40 years. You got to wonder, how far back does that really go? Did it go back 100 years? 200 years, 300, 500. How much of written history is actually written history? Is actually the truth in the fact and not just his story? I've talked about World War II, and I know this is a sensitive topic. Not that the Nazis weren't bad in their own ideological and perspectives ways. Not that they didn't kill Jews, blacks, whites, Christians, because they did. But I do believe that a lot of what we're told is fiction. I want you to listen to this. This is Eva Schloss. She is Anne Frank's stepsister. And she was interviewed a while back on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan. And this is her talking about the Auschwitz liberation that you've seen so many pictures about, that you've seen the video and the movies about. Listen to this.
And something I wanted to point out to you, you know, there are many pictures about the Russian liberating Auschwitz, and there's never any snow. And the snow was honestly that high. Mm-hmm. And so I have some connection with the Russian embassy, and I was there once, and I said, something puzzles me. Those photos are fakes because there's no snow. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, yes, they are not fakes, but when the army came, they didn't have cameras, they didn't photograph. So only much later, when they realized we should have pictures of it, they took pictures like you see now. But this is definitely not in Auschwitz and not the liberation of Auschwitz. There were not that many people with clothes and children and no snow.
Right. Fascinating.
So I think
fascinating, isn't it? That one of the most documented war crimes in the history of humanity, the video evidence of it, the picture evidence of it, is fake. It's not real. We've caught this over and over and over again, from the first Iraq invasion to Iraq and Afghanistan to, you know, chemical weapons within Syria and what's happening right now between Hamas and Israel to the Ukraine war, getting video of buildings being blown up and then pictures 2 days later of those same buildings with no damage. So the question is why fake it? And it comes about because you want to relay a message to the people that you're presenting this to. The message is going to be utilized as a catalyst for future action. And so why lie about these things? Why lie about these horrific atrocities? Why make it up in the first place? Well, it could have just been an accident when the army arrived there. They just didn't have the camera systems and they didn't have the photography to go in there and take the pictures. But we do know that every single military out there, even during World War II, had a photographer. So that wasn't necessarily the case. Maybe that one didn't. Okay. But what is the bigger idea behind this? Well, let's think about this. If you are a global ruling authority, the New World Order, and you're trying to implement yourself and you have a plan for the next 100 years, that plan for the next 100 years is a military buildup. The toppling of other types of countries that have the ability to ruin your plans. And the radicalized spending that is going to come about from the wealth of the United States of America and other Western nations. Then what you have to do is you have to produce a psychological warfare campaign that is so brutal emotionally that people fall head and foot in line with the agenda. Just like when we watched planes flying into the Twin Towers, when we were told the narrative of a plane flying into the Pentagon, Americans raised their American flags, posted them all throughout their houses, all throughout their towns, and we ushered in war, the bombing of Iraq and the bombing of Afghanistan. Within the first 19 minutes, we knew that they were radical Taliban, Al-Qaeda terrorists, but what you weren't told is that they were actually from Saudi Arabia. They were working with the Mossad. We find that out 22 years later. Then what you find is people looking at the actual legitimate video evidence of September 11th. When you look at the plane flying into the building, you begin to see that there's something wrong with the frames of the actual video. You got to remember, these weren't digitized videos back then. This was actually film video. And so going in there and looking at a film video and seeing cut marks, frames that are missing, going in there and seeing how CGI can be added to it, That's what you see with those videos. Being told that a plane flew into the Pentagon. Just happened to be the one wing of the Pentagon where the whole accounting department was located, and all the documents pertaining to, what, $1.3 trillion of missing DOD funds that was just announced an investigation on the day before happened to be. But see, people ate it up. People supported that agenda for a very long time. And that's why you see that during World War II. You probably saw it during World War I. You probably saw it before this. It probably happened in every major occurrence. For as far as we can go back. But the idea is that history is not what you think it is. The truth is not being told. Instead, you are getting a fictitious representation of what someone wants you to believe, so that they must control the narrative that spawns out from it. And right now is no different. Why do you think they go to such extents, to such ends, to censor you, to shut you up on social media, to cancel your accounts, your bank accounts, demonetize you, debank you? Because one person has the ability to crush their narrative. One person has the ability to tell the truth. And the truth to them is vile. The truth to them destroys the illusion. We are entering into 2024. And what we saw during 2023 was very spectacular. What we saw is that, number one, is that the psychological warfare and information warfare operation against humanity, against Americans, is absolutely real, true, and it's happening every day in and out. We saw this with Ukraine. We saw this with Israel. We're seeing this with China and Taiwan. We're seeing this with Russia. We're seeing this in every aspect. Not only that, is we have verifiable evidence that the federal government, the Federal Reserve, separate from the federal government, as well as our federal government, lied to you, spied on you, tried to target you, used third parties to target you, used advanced AIs to target you, have now created new contracts with Crete AI, their Argus system, for the DOD to spy on you and utilize AI for that specifically. They tried to pass bills to go out there and have internet service providers, cell phone carriers, anybody who has a data center or who is connected to large data, censor you. We found out more this year than we did the year before, and 2024 is going to be no different. In 2020, I discussed this. I said that after Donald Trump had that election stolen from him, I said what we're going to see over the next few years is we're going to see Donald Trump go out there, create a social media empire. Once it gets to a certain critical mass, you're going to start to see the drip, drip, drip flood, and that's going to lead up till the next presidential election, and that's exactly what we've seen. I labeled that the basis foundation for the firestorm, which we've seen unravel since that point in time. But the major component that we saw this year was psychological and information warfare. And see, the fact that they keep on coming after you and me harder and harder, trying to pass legislation that doesn't happen. How many times did the G20, the G6, the World Economic Forum, any of these great summits, they came out and they said one thing. 10 minutes later, you, me, and everybody else are on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on our shows, and we're unveiling what they're saying, to the point where they have to change what they said. They have to go out there and rearrange their narrative, their plans. See, that's the beautiful thing that I think occurred in 2022 to in 2023, is that we took back over the narrative. We took back over the media. We know how this happened. We go back to 2010 and we have the transition into the what we can call the digital infrastructure, cloud computing, faster PCs, transcoding with GPUs, this type of stuff. All of this begins coming out. The cost of data transmission drops drastically because we have massive data centers all around the world and storage capacity is brought down because of supply and demand. The mainstream media fails to adapt to the transitional trend that was going on during that time. And you, me, and everybody else take the social media and we start to dominate and control the narrative with 24 character posts, with 30 second video clips, with memes, to the point where mainstream media becomes negligible within mainstream media becomes negligible on social media. Then Donald Trump enters the scene, starts calling it as it is, fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news. People latch onto that movement. It grows and it expands to the point where it is today that CNN shuts down its main headquarters in Atlanta. That mainstream media is getting 3 million views maybe a week. Where podcasts like this are getting tens of thousands, if not millions of views. We'll do this month on Rumble, just on Rumble, we're going to do about 650,000 views. Take that into context, okay? We're CNN. It's broadcast by every major freaking cable TV station out there that goes to people's TVs. It's broadcast in every single freaking airport. Okay? We're doing like 10% of what they're doing. And we're just a small, dinky podcast. That's the power that you and I have. Is we can cancel CNN. We can cancel Fox News. We can cancel MSNBC. The only reason that they're still alive is because of money, because of funding, because they are parts of global conglomerates and they are a key part within the overall agenda that is being perpetuated on mankind. The problem is once you take that component of information out, once you take that component of media out there, now their whole foundation begins to crumble. And see, that's the key. That's how we're winning this war and why we're winning this war is because we control the information. We can call bullshit when we see it. The problem that I see, though, is that when we call the bullshit, when we see the crimes and the corruption, we don't do anything about it. We don't stand up. We don't speak up. We don't rise up. We don't form protests and go get a redress of grievances from our government. But see, I think that that all changes in 2024. And the reason I think that changes, because it fits into their narrative. Their narrative is to literally bring about a civil war, okay? Now, I heard this clip today. I couldn't find the clip. His name's Chad Wright. He's a former U.S. Navy SEAL. Dude is a badass. He's the one, if you ever see him, he's kind of skinny, but he's got a long red beard. And he was talking about this. He goes, you know, traditionally in civil wars, what have we always seen happen prior to this? In social and cultural destabilization, political destabilization, he goes, we're there. We're there. This is a former special forces operator saying that, get ready. We're heading into civil war. And that's why I played the men who wanted to be left alone. We just saw Leave the World Behind. The sequel. Let's see what Hollywood and mainstream, the mainstream narrative, the New World Order, this is what they want to happen after a major global EMP type of event. Check this out.
"19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived a war zone,
I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
Now, yeah, it's Hollywood. We played that before. But it's sending a message. I talked about the Ray Dalio interview where he discusses Civil War, right? Well, I'll actually see if I can find that clip, because it's a really important clip. There's quite a few of them. Ah. We'll look for it. I'll try to post it on the recap that we do. By the way, everybody, we do a recap on Decentralized Media's Substack. If you guys haven't checked this out, throw this up there for you. This is Decentralized Media, the Red Pill Project. This is our Substack full of tons of information. We have tons of different topics from the Unfolding Global Conspiracy, Substack Daily Dose. This is all the Daily Dose recaps that you can find in here. Preparation and survival. We got some videos and such in there. We have stuff on herbology. The audio podcast will be uploaded here soon. So you guys can go check that out. That's pretty easy. It's redpillproject.substack.com and check that out. But there's tons of indications that we're headed towards civil war. Now, I think it was just said, they want a civil war. I want 1776. And you're absolutely right. What they want is they want civil war so they can implement 1984. And the answer to 1984 is 1776. And that's what we have to remember, is that as Americans, we have a duty, a responsibility for the people of this country, for the constitution of this country, for the laws of the land, to stand up, to rise up, and to speak up for. We are the first line of the defense of the invasion in our country. And our country has been duly invaded over and over and over again. You know, there's a few different things. There's one I wanted to say is Chicago, New York, and Denver mayors have came out and said that they're almost at capacity amid the migrant crisis. Issues calls to action to the White House. So these cities that are filling up with illegal immigrants, I love how they call them migrants, illegal immigrants that are being shipped there by the federal government and by Republican state governors. 18 to 45-year-old military-aged men from China, North Africa, Middle East, all over the place, being shipped into the middle of our cities. Now they're saying, hey, we're almost at capacity. You have Chicago's mayor. You have Adams in New York City came out and said this. Now you have Denver's mayor saying this. So what happens when they get full? Is that go time? Is that what happens when the cities get full? What do they mean we're almost at capacity? As in the funding doesn't work? And when they call on the federal government, what they're really calling on the White House, is they're calling for the White House to issue, have Congress issue more money to them to take care of all those people. Now, what are some of the things that could lead up to the Civil War? And I think that that's an interesting point of the discussion. I want to talk about two different things first. Number one, Donald Trump is back on the ballot in Colorado. And the same day that happens, the Secretary of State in Maine removes Donald Trump from the ballot in Maine. Although the removal of from the Secretary of State in Maine is following the follow-up of the Supreme Court's jurisdictional case on January 4th on the Colorado case. But Colorado, which their Supreme Court came out and set that legal precedent, which is now what Maine is using, reversed their decision through the Secretary of State because it was unconstitutional in the first place. So Maine is most likely going to get reversed. No worry about that. This is interesting. This is Nikki Haley, which yesterday I said will probably be running as a Democrat. And I think that we're spot on this, that Nikki Haley will run as a Democrat. But listen to this interview question she's given last night and listen to her answer.
The United States Civil War.
The question is what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not running for president. I wanted to see your
thing
on the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do.
There you go, people. A deep state global actor. Tress. Actress. She comes out today. Well, of course it was the cause of the Civil War was slavery. Then why didn't you say that, Nikki? Because you didn't know. You didn't know because you don't care. You only support wars. Yeah, that's pretty rough. That makes you think that the only person in the United States who's a United States citizen that would not know what the Civil War in the United States, an educated human being, is either a absolute fucking moron or someone who's not human. I don't know. Call it as I see them. All right, what else we got here? China's defense ministry on Thursday urged Asia-Pacific to be on high alert as the United States steps up its forward military deployment in the region. At the same time, Kim Jong-un has urged his party to accelerate war preparations, including its nuclear program, in preparation for war with the West. So China, which controls North Korea now, are both ramping up their war efforts. China comes out and says they will no longer be provocated by the United States or the West in their movements in the South China Sea. So we could easily see something escalate really, really fast from this. We know that China has been taunting Filipino warships. If they move over to the Japan and we have a dispute over the islands and territory over there again, that could turn out to all-out war, which the United States would be forced to intervene. Now, if you go back to 2020, 2021, 2022, what did I say? That the vaccine will be utilized to basically eliminate as many people from our military as humanly possible. We saw this. We saw a massive exodus outside of our military. People then didn't want to join. The recruiting numbers are at 50% of what they should be. Retention rates are well below average. And then we've depleted our military arsenal between Ukraine and Israel. And the United States is deployed on both sides of Israel, from the Med all the way to the Persian Gulf, as well as the South China Sea. Now we have conflicts within Europe, within the Middle East, and now brewing within Asia Pacific. Remember, I told you that the military will be deployed in a multifaceted, multi-fronted war. Europe, Middle East, and Asia. When the United States gets involved in that type of war, there's no way they can win it. Absolutely no way whatsoever. With that being said, with no way whatsoever to win that war and having a low military retention, they will have to implement the draft. When they implement the draft, they will first take back veterans, ready reserve list. Then they will take over and start getting 18 to 35-year-old men through the draft. They will pull them out of their homes. They'll pull them out of their work, and they'll send them overseas just like they did in World War II, just like they did in Vietnam. And when that happens, people, that's when you will most likely see some type of EMP style or type event happen in the United States of America on critical infrastructure. We talked about CTLI with the Israeli company owned by the former head of head of intelligence at the Mossad. That's right. They got into U.S. infrastructure, DOD infrastructure, municipalities, cities, states, federal government. They're infiltrated in there. They've talked about how they're there to stop attacks on critical infrastructure. And all we've seen for the last 3 years is attacks on critical infrastructure. So we could easily see leave the world behind scenario unravel into a global war where men and women are sent overseas. And then what happens? This is when the sleeper cells that were in the cities begin to get activated. 1,000-man sleeper cells within a city, groups of 5, 10, 15, and 20 working as a military unit, first securing the weapon depots, the police stations, shutting down transportation within the cities, just like they did in Fallujah. This is not a good situation or scenario for the United States of America to be in right now. We are in an incredibly vulnerable situation. And yes, we might be armed to the teeth, but we are not as organized as these sleeper cells. We're not as organized as a lot of these countries who are sending soldiers here. The UN blue hats are already in our cities. They're coming over the border. In California and other states, they are now training illegal immigrants to become police officers, allowing them to join up in the military in the ranks to fill those recruiting goals. This is deeply concerning on a lot of different levels, but primarily because we can see the shit hitting the proverbial fan very, very soon. That the system that has been set up, that has been built like this, cannot last like this forever. We're going to see more banking problems in the beginning of 2024. We're going to probably see the beginnings of civil war, which they want to escalate into the election season. Now, let me ask you this, though, is if all hell breaks loose, okay? If all hell breaks loose, what do they do? What's one thing that they wanted to do for a very, very long time that they haven't been able necessarily to complete because of the size of MAGA? I'm looking for a tweet from somebody because it starts to make a lot more sense. There it is. And this is Vivek, and I know how we all feel about Vivek. I feel the same way. But he says, if you really think the system is going to let either Trump or even Biden get anywhere near the finish line, open your eyes, folks. They're selling us the rope today that they'll use to hang us tomorrow. Don't fall for the trick. They will try to take out Donald Trump, people. And they'll do it after communications are secured. They will do it after we can no longer communicate because the internet is under control and they've shut down that aspect. They will come after you, me, and everybody else for being an instigator of the Civil War because of what we're saying right now and for consuming this information right now. Which means that if at any point in time in the near future, martial law is declared, by the time that you hear about it being declared, you have less than 12 hours to get your ass where you need to be. It takes about a day and a half for them to completely mobilize and shut down transportation. By the time you hear about it, they're already 12 hours in advance of you. And you have about 12 hours to stay off the main highways and get your ass to where you need to be. And I would not be staying in a city. I would not be staying in a rural neighborhood unless you were in the country rural neighborhoods like me. And I say that because I love you. I say that because I think we can all understand what is coming. Talk about this. India and Russia have ramped up their bilateral trade agreements and plan to jointly produce more modern weapons. And both of them have moved off of the trade of the US dollar. dollar. More of that's coming. 2024. Warmonger Lindsey Graham. Hit Iran. Blow it off the map. These warmonger comments like this are going to be the catalyst to bring about World War III. It's going to start most likely in the Middle East. I have a feeling that the Middle East is going to be the grounds of which it starts. It's going to escalate from there. Things will ramp up most likely in Ukraine and Russia. I think that you could potentially even see a false flag nuclear type of event within Ukraine and Russia. I believe that Ukraine had been developing tactical nuclear weapons for a very long time. This is one of the reasons why Russia acted when they acted. And I believe that they probably have some sort of tactical nuke, and that's why Kyiv is very well protected. I think that they could utilize one of those tactical nukes on a NATO ally nearby, bordering or within remote areas of Ukraine, and blame it on Russia to get Western involvement and NATO involvement. I think you'll see something like that in the next 6 months. In the Middle East, I think that Israel is on a vengeance to take back over all of the West Bank, all of Gaza, and re-implement that to their own land. The final stage of their plan to get the Palestinians out of that area. They're sending all the Palestinian refugees to Europe and to the United States. Oh, yeah. Nice. Very nice there. That's what the AIPAC lobby does. That's what the Israeli lobby does for you. The Zionist lobby is it allows those types of things to happen. And I don't think the other Muslim nations are going to allow that to happen. I think that you're going to see Iran, Yemen, we're already seeing Syria, Egypt. We're going to see Turkey, potentially Turkey. I know Turkey is one of those iffies. But you're going to see a lot of them come together that go against Israel, I believe. And I think that the United States is going to be caught in a very, very tough situation because you have two NATO nations, that the second and third largest militaries in NATO, involved in that conflict. And I think ultimately the United States will choose the side of Israel, and that'll drag us into a whole new realm of warfare within the Middle East, something that we've never seen before. And once those double-faceted wars begin, that's when China goes in and starts their incursion on Taiwan. And because the United States would be weak and vulnerable at that time. But I do believe that we're going to have a war break out in 2024 that's ultimately going to lead to civil war here in the United States. Now, are they going to take out Donald Trump? That's my suspicion. When we say that there's not going to be an election in 2024, what we mean by that is either there's literally going to be no election because of martial law, or Donald Trump's not going to be on the ballot because they're not going to let him on the ballot. And the only way that they can do that right now, because we know how the Supreme Court is going to rule on this, is to kill him. And that is a scary thing, because then MAGA rises up and says, okay, we're done. What else do we got here? I got a few more things. Hold on. Talked about that. The World Economic Forum predicts 44% of human skills will be replaced by AI in the next 5 years. 5 years. That's just 5 years. 44% of all human skill sets will be replaced by AI in the next 5 years. Are they expecting a mass surgence of AI technologies being implemented in the next 5 years? That's what they're telling you. Everything from robots, everything to integration into computer systems, into the internet, into websites, it's coming. It's a whole new control structure and grid that's going to take over 44% of human skill sets in the next 5 years. What does that also do? If you go back to the Fourth Industrial Revolution that was written by Klaus Schwab, released in 2014. He says this, and he also tells you what happens when this goes about. And this formulates the Great Reset, the collapse of various different systematic economies. In 5 years, he's saying that we should have that transition of 44%, which means that the Great Reset will happen sometime within that period, economically and socially. Get ready. Here it comes. All right. One more thing. This is interesting. I saw this today, and this is Dr. John Ahn talking about this specifically. And I think that this rings true because not only are we dealing with this one aspect of the social cataclysm, the man-made, the blaming of man-made global warming on what's actually happening on the solar and the galactic cycles. But I've talked about for years that there's something else influencing the sun's activity and the Earth's activity. Check it out. I'm not the only one.
The threat that we're currently facing comes from the outer space. It's not a climate weapon. It is a cosmic influence that occurs in our solar system every 12,000 years. And once every 24,000 years, this effect becomes even stronger and more dangerous. And currently, we are in the midst of the most powerful phase of this cycle. The cosmic influence affects the core of our planet and the cores of other planets in the solar system. This energy from the cosmic influence keeps increasing, leading to the heating and the imbalance of the Earth's core. The Earth's core has shifted and become unbalanced, and this has changed everything. The magnetic field, the Earth's crust, the oceans, the glaciers, the volcanoes, and the earthquakes. But it will get even worse. Super volcano eruptions and mega earthquakes, floods that resemble the biblical flood. We can say this with 100% certainty because exactly the same events occurred in the previous cycles, 12 and 24,000 years ago. But today, we have even more challenging conditions.
Yes, John, it is very important to understand that previously, even through the worst catastrophes, life has always continued on our planet. And even though many species died out, but the life continued. But this time, because of the format of our society, which does not value environment, does not value human life, it only cares about consumption and money, we did something that has never been done on our planet. We killed the ocean. And right now, that protective mechanism that was supposed to cool down our planet through the peak of this 24,000-year cycle, it's not there anymore. It is the way that we deprived ourselves and our children of the future. It was the final blow, and it was anthropogenic factor. Yes, we, humanity, made a significant impact on the way the things are going right now. We ourselves have put that last nail into the coffin of our own civilization.
Now, it's interesting what he's saying. I disagree with him, but actually, yes, the globalists with their multi-conglomerates have helped to speed up this system and the cycle through weather manipulation, as well as through other types of aspects of changing our planet. Now, I think and I feel that a lot of this is a terraforming operation, that they know that these cataclysms are going to happen. They don't really care about humanity, that they created the bioweapon to kind of ease the death toll, to make it happen a lot sooner than actually waiting for this event that could happen one in the next 100 years or so. But also that there's something else on this planet that knows this is going to happen, and they're waiting for this reset because they're ready to take over. That's just some of my thoughts and feelings on this. And that was kind of the last part of what I had. Now, in conclusion, for 2023, it's been one hell of a year. We've seen a lot of interesting things happen this year. And a lot of things have actually been unveiled. We've seen the escalation of the Firestorm event that I've talked about since 2020. We know 100% that it's real, that it's happening, that this is what they're doing. Which means that when we look at 2024, we can understand that global economic collapse, civil war, potential Trump assassinations, the removal of Joe Biden, no elections in November. These all become a reality of things that could potentially happen if we sit back and do nothing. And things that we should be prepared for. Because we should always be prepared for the worst types of situations and hope for the best. It is my birthday tonight. Yes, saw a few people say that. And celebrating my birthday just a little bit. We are going to be doing an after dark chat tonight. It's going to be on socialredpill.com. And so socialredpill.com, you can go ahead and support us by signing up over there. Make sure you have the right subscription for the after show chat or after dark chat. It's going to be Thursday. Q&A is going to be the group that we're in. That starts at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. I'll probably jump on a little bit early, probably in about 15, 20 minutes here. I'm going to end the show early. I got a few things I have to take care of right now. I know people are asking me to release the chest, and the treasure chest is being distributed right there. And I'm going to go to Pilled and go to Pilled, and the scratching has been released on Pilled. So appreciate you guys for all the donations that came in and everything that you guys do. It is my birthday, so just going to be a short night. We're going to keep the Q&A tonight to just an hour. I got a lot of work to get done since it's just me running the show right now with all the uploads and everything like that. But the Q&A tonight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'll see a lot of you guys there. Socialredpill.com. Go and support us over there with a subscription. And you can jump in on that tonight. I wish everybody who maybe we'll see next week a happy rest of your 2023 and a very, very great start to your 2024. Appreciate all the birthday wishes that have came about. Much love, respect on that, guys. And don't forget to go on over to redpills.tv. Check out all of our sponsors, everything from Pet Club 247, which you can find at redpills.tv/mushroom. Get your last orders in for the month before they close out this month and you have to go on to the next shipping period. So that's redpills.tv/mushroom or redpills.tv/pets. Check those out, as well as go over to redpills.tv. Everything's linked up over there. No unrestricted warfare tonight. They won't be returning until next week. And we'll get Patriot Party Podcast hopefully up here in the next few days. I know they're sick the last few days. They were on today, but we couldn't make it over here to get the show set up. Same thing with Beyond the Bible. And then Naturally Inspired Podcast will be just aired later on today after this show. And then the restream, nightly restream after that. Much love, respect. God bless you guys. You guys all take care. Have a great night. See you guys next time.
Bend the spoon. That's impossible. Only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.